This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States could be headed toward a chaotic last few days of 2020 as millions lose jobless benefits and federal agencies potentially face a shutdown. President Donald Trump has not yet signed a $2.3 trillion financial package that will fund the U.S. government and provide pandemic relief to the country. The Republican president has demanded that Congress change the bill to increase the size of stimulus checks for struggling Americans to $2,000 from $600. He came under pressure from lawmakers on both sides on Sunday. They are calling for him to sign the bill. Lawmakers have called on him to stop blocking the pandemic aid and government funding bill, which was approved by Congress last week. Many economists agree that the financial aid in the bill should be higher to get the economy moving again, but say that immediate support for Americans hit by coronavirus lockdowns is still urgently needed. Unemployment benefits being paid out to about 14 million people through pandemic programs lapsed on Saturday. It could be restarted until mid-March if President Trump signs the bill. Police in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, say a man named Anthony Quinn Warner is under investigation in connection with the Christmas Day bombing that rocked a downtown area. Metro Nashville Police Department spokesman Dan Aaron confirmed Warner's identity Sunday. Federal and state investigators are trying to determine who set off a bomb inside a recreational vehicle on Friday morning, injuring three people and damaging more than 40 businesses. They are also working to identify human remains that were found.